97 CCH. Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what is this about us becoming more adventurous cheese eaters? I read it, but I was aware the other night. I had a cheese. I don't know what it was, but it smelt to the high heavens, but I also have to tell you it was delicious.
I know. Some of those smelly cheeses are absolutely divine. In fact, there's a European importing company of cheeses called the Smelly Cheese Company, whose supplies have increased 50% in the past year. People are now sort of really becoming far more adventurous in their tastes. I remember many years ago I went to Milawa, which is in northern Victoria, and I went to the Milawa Cheese Company there, and I tried this washed rind cheese. I'd never had one before. And actually, I absolutely loved it. Now, that's a very smelly cheese. And people are moving more, towards those sorts of cheeses. They're also trying goat cheeses and blue cheeses. Milawa also makes a lovely blue mold cheese. I think it's got to do also with the increase of interest at farmers' markets. People are showing a lot more interest in handmade artisanal cheeses. I think, the Willowbrae goat cheeses, I often bring you one of those.
Yes.
Yes, he's at the North Sydney Farmers Market. And according to Dairy Australia's figures, there's also a huge interest now in fresh cheeses. Cheeses such as feta, ricotta and halloumi and mozzarella. Ricotta and mozzarella, of course, you can go every Sunday morning out to Pasnella at Marrickville and buy them fresh from the door. I've been doing that for the past 30 years, I must say. But there's been a huge increase of interest in those as well. They have jumped in the past 5 years. 30% of those cheeses are being sold.
And wine and cheese nights, are they back in favour?
Very much so. Sort of like we're going back to the 60s and 70s, yes. Indeed, wine and cheese matching sessions all over the country and out in the country as well, in regional areas, not just in the city.
Okay, now, before we talk about Anzac biscuits, what about pies? I keep reading about pies at the moment.
Lovely. Yes, I know there was an article in the paper at the weekend about women beginning to eat pies. Now, I can understand this. A few years ago, I went to the Bourke Street Bakery, which is in Surry Hills, and they were, at that time, they'd started making really interesting sausage rolls. Pork and fennel sausage rolls, lamb, almond and harissa, eggplant, chickpea, feta and mint. And fantastically different flavours has now sort of got into the pie area. And out at the Sydney Royal Fine Food Show last week, Kim Brown said that women were showing a lot more interest in pies such as chicken, sweet potato and pesto. There's also a Mexican pie. I can't believe this, that actually tasted like nachos. And a lamb cutlet pie with the bones sticking out of the top. I must say that one of my very favourite pies, I do like steak mushroom and red wine. Another one I love is a fish pie with a bit of truffle oil through it and mashed potato on the top.
Wow.
All these interesting flavours, yeah.
Okay, well now let's talk about, before we talk about Anzac biscuits, I read at the weekend the release of a new book called Anzac Biscuits, but it is not a recipe book. And though it's filled with cartoons, it is not intended for young children.
Hmm.
Older kids, yes. It's really about war and the effect it has upon our lives.
Hmm.
I mean, on one page there'll be a beautiful illustrated picture of Mum at home in a warm, cosy kitchen baking Anzac biscuits. You turn over the page and there are the horrors of soldiers fighting in the trenches with a blizzard going on.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's quite a book with a poignant ending, but it'd be a bit of a worry if people think they're going to buy it for their young children.
Yes, no, I wouldn't advise it. I do. A few years ago I went to the War Memorial in Canberra and looked at their displays there. They actually have the original Anzac biscuits on display, or they have a few of them because, of course, they're very, very old. They were really very hard biscuits. They sort of look like, the current day Vita Wheat. They were sort of hard tack biscuits with dots all over them. And they were just made with flour, sugar and milk powder. But, of course, today we make Anzac biscuits very differently, don't we? We use oats and sugar and golden syrup and bicarb soda. Kids love them. And in my latest e-book, which, by the way, won a gold award in the United States at the weekend in the E-Lit Awards. I've got a modern version of the Anzac biscuit, an even more modern version with chopped chips in them, and I've put M&Ms on the top. Now, I know that's very sweet, but kids love them for birthday parties, and you stick a Paddle Pop stick in them and tie a bow around them, but it's a real treat for them.
Is that on your website?
Yes, that's on my website today, that recipe.
Could you just repeat what you said about your e-book?
Oh, well, my e-book, a sweet little book, which it went live as an e-book about 2 or 3 months ago, won a gold award in the E-Lit Awards in the United States on the weekend, so I was absolutely thrilled.
So you should be. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of kids, it's school holiday time.
Holiday, yes, I've got a class on Friday. I've got a few places left in that one, and I imagine people at home tomorrow will be making Anzac biscuits for Anzac Day.
Mm. Okay. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye.